Australian scientists have made an important discovery about how the human body responds to coronavirus infection, which they believe will help in the development of vaccines. They've done it by studying patients who've recovered from COVID-19 after showing either mild symptoms or none at all. Researchers think the immune response in these patients might mimic what a vaccine can produce. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
You've probably seen an image of what coronavirus looks like under a microscope. It's a bit like a sphere covered in spikes, and it's those spikes, or the crown, known as S proteins, that allow it to infect humans.
The spike protein is the part of the virus that allows it to attach to our cells and then initiate an infection.
Dr. Jennifer Juno is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Melbourne's Doherty Institute. She's also the lead author of a study published in the journal Nature Medicine, which has identified how the immune system creates antibodies in response to the coronavirus spike proteins.
Antibodies are proteins that are secreted by the immune system, and their job is to attach on to the virus. And if they can attach on in such a way that they actually stop the virus from binding to our cells and causing an infection, then we call them neutralizing antibodies.
Dr. Juno and her team looked at the neutralizing antibody response in a group of 41 Victorian patients with mild symptoms who had recovered from the virus.
And what we found was that there's a specific type of immune cell called a T cell. And the job of the T cells that we were studying is to support the antibody response. And people with high levels of neutralizing antibodies had one particular type of T cell response, whereas individuals with lower levels of antibodies had a different type of T cell response. And so this gives us a really important clue to things that might regulate the antibody production, either in response to infection or a vaccine. And that lets us study our vaccine responses to say, okay, why are these T cells better? And how can we make a better vaccine that induces the right type of response and gives us the best antibody response possible?
It may also shed some light on how long our immunity to the virus lasts after we've been infected.
We don't have a lot of that data yet, as it hasn't been that long since they were initially infected. But other results that are starting to come out from other groups worldwide are suggesting that the responses may actually start to wane in the months following infection. So it's going to be really important to study that in order to understand what that means for protection and what that means for vaccine responses as well.
If we can work out whether we can get the virus again, then does that determine how effective a vaccine might be, or how that vaccine needs to work in order to protect us?
In some ways, yes, and in other ways, no, I think. It will be very important to understand whether individuals can be reinfected and how long we might have protective immunity. But at the same time, a lot of the early results coming out of some of the vaccine trials suggest that the antibodies induced by those vaccines are either as much, if not more, than the antibodies produced in some individuals following infection. So I think there's still an opportunity to find out whether or not the vaccines might actually induce longer lasting or better immune responses than the infection itself, which of course would be very good news.
That's study author Dr. Jennifer Juno from the Doherty Institute, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.